Into the Night continues now.
That's what I like to hear.
Here's Tony Bruno and Harry Mays.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of cancel culture and everything else that's going on in the world. We are in the autonomous zone. But in our autonomous zone, Harry Mays, we allow people in from all over the country. You don't have to produce an ID to listen to the show. You don't have to be a hippie. You don't have to bring food, although we're having food brought to the autonomous zone next hour.
Right, but we won't ask you for tofu donations.
Exactly right. We'll allow you to use the bathroom down here. You won't have to go in a porta potty, which I'm sure is absolutely disgusting right now. I don't understand it. I'm an anarchist kind of guy myself, but in name only, because I ain't going out and building up barricades around here. Here's a woman who takes down walls, not builds walls. She builds bridges from here to the National Hockey League. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in her introduction music right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the music that she and I grew up on.
Aww.
We played this for Barry Melrose the other day.
That's right.
And now we play it for the woman who single-handedly got into the ear of Commissioner Gary Bettman and said, Mr. Commissioner, tear this fort away and build the wall. No, he didn't say that. She said, let's play hockey, sucker. You know who I am. I'm Linda Cohn. And I want hockey.
I need highlights, damn it.
I need highlights. I need puck action. And Linda Cohn, ladies and gentlemen, before we bring her in, Mike Tirico was on last hour live on the show. This is what he had to say about the great Linda Cohn.
Mike, and of course, you know, we were talking about hockey earlier. Guess who's joining us next hour? The commissioner of the National Hockey League, Linda Cohn. Linda Cohn, the real commissioner of the National Hockey League.
Elko, the mother of all goaltenders. Linda loves her hockey, and the people around the league love her. She's done a great job with the digital show they've done. It's fun. It's one of the cool things. Like, we were at the Stanley Cup final last year, Tony, and
he talks about how Linda, you know, everybody knows that. Everybody knows when they think of the first woman of hockey, not the first woman of wrestling, who you know who that was, right?
The Fabulous Moolah?
No.
Who?
Let's see if Linda Cohn knows. Linda, who was the first lady of wrestling?
Wow. Forgive me. I do not know.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Miss Elizabeth. Okay. Okay. Miss Elizabeth, who was married to Roddy Piper. No, Randy Savage. Macho Man, yeah. Randy Savage. She married him. She managed him, and then she married him. Sort of like Robin, except she manages me, but we're not getting married.
I understand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
For people who don't understand why listening to this show, how much you can learn and how your brain can grow, there's an example.
Exactly right. We're here. This isn't just some stupid radio show where we're talking about Harry's fantasy golf league at the Charles Schwab. Not the Howie Schwab Challenge, the Charles Schwab Challenge.
You're the best, man. You are absolutely incredible.
And everybody knows Howie Schwab. He had the show Inside
Stump the Schwab,
but
right?
He was a producer. Right. He was a stat guy at ESPN when Linda and I were there. Mike Tirico, and then he got his own show, Stump the Schwab. We love Howie Schwab.
Right, and I don't know why that was ever canceled or Howie was ever leaving ESPN. I'm a big fan of Howie Schwab. So are you. The guy knew anything. He could give you a final score of a St. John's game back in 1964.
Exactly right. And Howie listens, and he follows us, and we have him on the show every once in a while. Love Howie Schwab. Great person. Now, Linda, how excited are you? How excited? Phase 3 and Phase 4, now we know. We know that they're going to go into training camps July 10th, Friday, July 10th. How excited are you?
It's great. I mean, and by the way, I do respect Commissioner Gary Bettman. I'm starting a hashtag situation. The hashtag is I believe in Gary. That's how excited I am.
Now, wait a minute. Do you take responsibility for the return of hockey? Hashtag I take responsibility. You should have been on that video with all the other Hollywood celebrities telling about you take responsibility for having hockey return.
Yeah, that was a video, wasn't it? Yes, that's all I'll say about that. Although one of my favorites of all time was in that video, Aaron Paul, and
yes.
that was Yeah.
We used to cook together. We used to cook together in the deserts back in the Breaking Bad days when I would put the apron on. When I and Jesse would come out and we cook
in the Winnebago.
Were you Bryan Cranston's stunt double then?
Yes, I was. Yes.
You actually could have pulled that off.
I did.
Oh, he did. Linda.
I did.
Oh, he did, Linda.
Robin and I would go out because everybody said I looked like Heisenberg.
Like Halloween, you did it, right?
Yeah, and Robin and I then, and we literally only had to spend like $10. All I needed was the glasses and the hat.
Actually, you spent more on the pork pie hat than anything else.
And you had the leather jacket, right?
And then Robin got a pillow and had a blue dress and put it under there pretending she was the pregnant wife.
Mm. Skyler.
Skyler. And we went to all these Halloween costumes where people were spending thousands of dollars for like Vulcan ears and fairy costumes and all these elaborate costumes. And we won every costume party contest.
You are definitely a striking resemblance to Walter White. And I love it. It's fantastic. And that's, by the way, third best drama, TV drama of all time for me. Game of Thrones and NYPD Blue. If it's still on the air.
It's not on. It's NYPD Blue's been canceled. That's
sure
gone. Law and Order. How can we have Law and Order? It's on like 24 hours a day. How can they not get that off?
Linda, I just want you to...
I don't know. That was in my top 10 as well, Law and Order.
Just really quick before we move on, I want you to picture this in your head because this was his full costume, which he doesn't always mention. He had the pork pie hat. He had the glasses. And then he had the apron. But he did the tidy whities and the apron with his shoes. That was it. And he walked away. I mean, it didn't matter if I was there or not. He walked away with every single prize that year.
You even had
that
the same car.
That was so perfect.
Yeah, I had the same car he had. I had
the
a Chrysler
300. Yeah.
I didn't have one of those machine guns that mounted on a garage door opener in a trunk.
That would have been good.
I'd like to have one right now here in Philadelphia exactly. just to keep my house safe. You know what I'm saying?
How do we get Bryan Cranston on your show? Although, you know, that would be amazing.
We'll get him on. I love Bryan Cranston.
Oh,
I actually was on with him when I was on the Best Damn Sports Show out in L.A. back in the early 2000s.
He had
Breaking Bad. He was doing
Malcolm in the Middle at that point.
And he was a big sports fan. I sat next to Bryan Cranston. Of course, we didn't look alike because he hadn't become Heisenberg yet.
Right.
Good guy. Love him.
That was
but you already looked like that, so he actually stole that look from
you. I think he did.
You.
I should sue the producers of Breaking Bad.
Great observation by Miss Robin.
That was
absolutely.
Back in the good old days.
Let's get it back to hockey here, all right? Come on. Okay. We got hockey, Harry.
Well, I thought that Linda was going to break news on the show today by telling us where the two cities are in the
East and
the
West.
You know
the Hubs. You're exactly right, Harry.
Yeah.
Because we know, everybody now knows, Linda, as Harry points out. We got the situation, the formal camp for 24 teams, July 10th, weather permitting. That's phase three. And then phase four is going to be the start of the season in August. No date yet, but they still have to announce the two hub cities, 12 teams in each hub. Do you know?
Well, I do not, but I have my guesses. But, you know, they're using science. Of course,
science.
To figure it out.
Is Thomas Dolby going to come in and then they're going to start playing? He blinded me with science.
With all seriousness, as we are tend to sometimes be serious, all of you guys, is the fact that, you know, you want to make sure everyone's healthy. You don't want a situation where you're moving backwards instead of forwards. So that goes into picking the two hub cities. What we do know, obviously, one will be in the west, we believe, and one will be in the east. My guess is Las Vegas, although I would love it out here in Los Angeles because that also is a reportedly a candidate, L.A., because there's tons of ice surfaces out here. It's an interesting situation. A few NHL players I've heard that they're hoping that actually the league or some – this is a true story. They're going to be in this bubble, right? You know, and they're only going to know the rink and they're only going to know their hotel. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to always eat in the hotel. And they're looking actually for an idea of maybe somehow the league can, air quotes, buy several restaurants in the area of the bubble where they're playing and staying so they can at least, you know, get out. And we still don't know if their families are going to be able to visit them, stuff like that. So they have to work out a bunch of stuff before we even know for sure that this amazing postseason to be will indeed take place in August. But fingers crossed, I think it will because you know why? Hashtag, I believe in Gary.
I believe in Gary.
And I believe that children are our future, too. So teach, that's too long of a hashtag.
Yeah. Teach Plus, your children well.
But yeah. Right now, I don't believe in anybody's children. Have you seen them outside? I mean, they're nuts, these kids. I don't know what happened.
I'm not sure. I mean, if someone took away their toys, I don't know.
Linda Cohn out there. All right, are you allowed to be on the dry sand yet out there? Has that, things opened up for you?
Thank the Lord, yes. It's been my therapy through all this. Every morning walking 2.2 miles on the dry sand before it gets very hot, and it's only cold sand, but it's great. But, yeah, that was tough. I'm relatively speaking, Tony, that was tough, but I couldn't get on the beach. But, you know, I got to tell you a quick funny story. I live in an area. If you're in a beach community, it's a different world than other parts of your city. You've lived in L.A., right?
So, I lived in Venice Beach, for God. You can't be any more whacked out than living on
Venice
Beach.
That's right. So anyway, long story short, it's hard to find people wearing masks. I'd say there'd be like 10% tops of mask wearers. And my daughter, who lives in another part of L.A., was in shock yesterday when she was visiting me. And she had to take videos from her iPhone and share with her friends because it was like normal, air quotes normal, how it used to be before COVID, and she was amazed by it. It's just truly amazing, as you know, guys, that everywhere you live, there are different rules for different folks. It's just crazy.
It's unbelievable. Now, did you yell? Did your daughter yell, "Murderers! You know how many people you're killing?
Grandma,
you're killing grandma. You're killing everybody. Go inside. Go inside."
She just said that she under her breath to me. She thought they were absolutely insane.
Like, sort of crazy Eddie insane or just regular insane?
Just regular insane.
Come on, Lynn, you remember crazy Eddie? His prices
of
were insane.
It was great. Of course, he'd scream into our TVs. You
like
know,
I am right now. I mean, I'm the new crazy
Wasn't
Eddie.
That guy a radio
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, he worked at WOR
yeah.
in New York.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to work with the guy. Loved him.
I know,
him,
but
man.
When you did?
Yeah.
You know everyone.
I do know everyone.
I'm telling you, you sat next to Bryan Cranston, you knew crazy Eddie. I mean,
DJ Jerry Carroll. That's his
Jerry
name.
Carroll. Jerry Carroll. Look up his resume,
yeah.
Harry. WOR New York.
Yep.
He was.
Do
a,
I have
he
to
was,
look up his resume?
No, Harry,
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I don't know if you
all
have
right.
Wikipedia out there. Now, do you have internet? The power? I know it got hot.
I
it was
do.
Like it was like 95 in L.A. the other day, right?
Yes, the last 2 days have been hot, relatively speaking. Not a complaint, considering mm-hmm. what's going on. But no, today it's nice and cool. I the ceiling fans are not on here in my beach pad.
Now, do you have? Are you getting the? What do we call it out there, Robin? Every morning.
What do we call it, Robin?
The layer. Anna.
Oh, the layer. The,
what is it
the
called?
Fog layer.
Marine layer.
Marine layer. Thank
marine
you,
layer.
Harry. The marine layer.
You know, today is the first day of this week that I've seen that layer. It is foggy as we speak.
Yes, what happens every morning. People don't know this. When you live near the beach, every morning it's fogged in. You can't even see mm-hmm. the beach from the boardwalk area and from the streets. And then as the day moves on, the sun comes out.
It burns
boom,
it off.
It all goes. It's like
yeah.
watching the movie
yes.
The Fog. Except Linda Barbeau is not in a lighthouse. No, what's her name? The actress.
Adrienne
Barbeau is not in a yes. lighthouse playing smooth jazz records.
Wasn't she also in Escape from New York?
Yes, and you know what else she was in? Her first big role, where she got naked on Broadway.
I was just going to say, did she have her clothes on?
No, it was one of those big plays where everybody was naked.
Oh,
not hair.
Equus?
Not hair. It was one of those,
oh,
like hair.
Equus.
No, it wasn't Equus. It was a big
did
one.
Did it start with a C?
Not Caligula.
Caligula.
That was a movie. That was, no, this
okay.
was a Broadway show where everybody got naked.
Oh, I don't know.
It wasn't hair because everybody didn't get naked in hair. Look up Adrienne Barbeau, Rob.
That spell.
Huh?
Boy, you know, Robin and Harry are very busy looking yeah. up Wikipedia.
I got to run a show here. I'm the pilot. I can't let this plane crash, Linda. I got to keep this thing on the rails, on the tray, in the air. You know, it's like I'm a juggler here. That's why I got all these people here. I got people.
Yes, it's good to have people, but they're great people, you know?
They are great people.
I'm telling you, you're the franchise quarterback right here. You lift it. You lift the play of those around you. Am I right?
I'm like the Carson Wentz, except I'm not a ginger and I don't kill animals and all that other kind of stuff.
Good luck with Carson Wentz, by the way.
I love Carson Wentz.
He's a great human.
No, he really is.
He's a great human. Robin,
now you have an Adrienne Marbeau update. We got to get this in here.
It was an off-Broadway show called Stag Movie.
No, there was she was in a major one, not Stag Movie.
That's what. It was an off-Broadway theater show, and this is what she says. Adrienne Barbeau is not a modest woman, at least not since her nude off-Broadway debut in Stag Movie.
Okay. Sounds like off-Broadway.
Yeah,
that's
way
what
off.
We were thinking of.
See, I knew she did. I knew she did nude off-Broadway. I may be doing nude off-Broadway once they come back. Because, you know, they need new shows. Everything's a real reboot of something. How about naked off-Broadway?
Yeah. Isn't that on your bucket list, Tony, to do nude off-Broadway
Absolutely.
Shows? Absolutely. Yeah.
I was going to join those guys from Australia who were touring for a while. The puppetry guys. Have you ever seen that show live?
Oh, the puppetry penis. Yeah.
I actually took a date to that in L.A.
They're a bunch of Australian guys.
Yeah, they're Australian guys who do up-close comedy, so to speak.
Right.
The older a man is, the better, because, you know, stretch.
Exactly.
You need to be able to stretch with those things.
You know which show we're talking about, right?
Is it like another version of Chippendales?
No.
First of all, these guys aren't buff,
no.
And they're not dancing. They basically have a camera zoomed in on their private parts, and they do all kinds of...
They manipulate them.
It should not have been called puppetry of the penis. It should have been called origami of the
origami.
Penis. That would kind of explain more as to what they are doing on stage.
Now, as we continue talking hockey...
Are you a fan? How do we get off the train? Let's get back to the ice.
Let's get back to hockey
action. Yeah.
No, but
we have to make a transition out of that segment into the hockey talk.
I am curious, though, between now and the start of Phase 3, which I believe is July the 10th.
Correct. That's Friday the 10th.
They got to get all these players from other countries back, you know, into the States. Are they running around charter jets like the NHL with Gary? Does Gary Bettman have his, you know, like charter jets just picking these guys up? How are they going to do it?
17% of the players are still overseas. And then one other thing, Linda, which we have to address as well, is that, for example, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary, those three Canadian teams, are talking about looking at sites in the U.S. because once they cross the border, they have to go into quarantine for 14
for
days.
For 2 weeks,
exactly. And that, you know, that's an issue. And that obviously, as much as, you know, the league wanted one of the hub cities to be in Canada, that's not happening because of that. And, you know, Trudeau hasn't lifted that, and there's no plans to lift that quarantine rule. So, there's a lot that has to take place, but at least it's moving forward. You know, I'm the positive type of gal, Tony, as you know.
Absolutely.
So I'm not looking at these roadblocks or potential potholes along the way. I'm just thinking we are going to have hockey because, hashtag, I believe in Gary.
Yes, indeed. Are you hashtagging that, everybody? I want everybody right now to pick up their phones and their portable electronic devices. Some of you have two or three phones. Our Colin Farrell here, he's got a phone and a laptop at the same time. Some of you may have two phones, one for each hand. Some of you will have voice recognition apps that you can talk to. Let's get it trending. I believe in Gary.
Let's do it. Let's have this be, you know, this is going to be sensational. I mean, we know the Stanley Cup postseason is the best in any sport anyway.
Exactly.
So now this is going to be fantastic. Boom, there it is. You know?
Exactly right.
I know. What show should I be watching on Netflix or something?
None.
Give me that.
I canceled Netflix and I've canceled HBO Max.
Canceled HBO Max. I never had it. So
did you see me tweeting that I don't tell people what to cancel. I just tell people what I canceled. That's still America in my world. If you want HBO Max and want to watch, you know, Elmer Fudd get disarmed. Wile E. Coyote. Well, he's still allowed to have an anvil.
He's allowed to have the dynamite.
Yeah, you can blow people up and you can get a scythe and cut their necks and bodies off, but don't have a gun in a cartoon series. I don't understand that, Linda.
It makes no sense.
I also don't understand how they're going. I don't know. What's wrong with Paw Patrol?
I never even saw it. It's cartoon dogs who are cops, and now they got to be canceled.
Right.
And I don't think they're even carrying guns. You know, and they're cops.
They're just bones. They're like guns. They're shaped like bones so they can fool the criminals. But we're not allowed to call the criminals criminals anymore. What's the matter with you, Linda? By the way, I have breaking news from the NHL. I have a high-speed NHL wire right here in the studio now. We have learned that on the very first return to the National Hockey League first game, Dr. Fauci will drop the first ceremonial puck And then, of course, he will not be able to pick it back up or shake hands with both captains, even though people are shaking hands again.
You can't shake hands with the gloves on? They got the big gloves on.
You don't really get a good handshake. You got to feel, yeah, it's got to be flesh to flesh.
No, they always take the gloves off to shake the hand.
Exactly. But now in COVID, though, you got to keep the gloves on.
I don't know. Well, Dr. Fauci hasn't made those rules yet. Once Dr. Fauci says it's safe to for the boys to muck and grind and make sure they're not hitting hard in the corners, make sure they don't drop the sticks,
no
drop
more
the gloves.
Spitting.
No more spitting, no more snot rockets. We had Barry Melrose on the other day, and we broke down snot rockets, which he and I both understand, and I'm sure you do as well, having played hockey,
yes,
that nobody does better snot rockets than National Hockey League players. Am I correct?
Yes, and I love it. I could just hear Barry Melrose now, my good friend, your good friend, that he is the best, and especially when you give him a go-to topic like snot rockets.
Well, there's no hockey yet. Once we get into hockey, we'll start breaking down, you know, the third line of the Vancouver Canucks,
right,
and that kind of stuff. Right now, we got to talk about all the fringe stuff that goes around hockey.
Do you really think Dr. Fauci is a hockey fan? That's number one.
I know he's a baseball fan.
He is a baseball fan.
Well, because he's up there in age, and that's really the mass population of baseball fans nowadays.
He's probably when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn, he was probably there telling those guys, "Hey, you got to be careful out there," you know.
Well, he might have thrown out the first ceremonial pitch of that game.
He jumped on the Nationals bandwagon.
He did. Yeah. Well, all those people in D.C. When you're stuck in D.C. When you work for the government and you're forced to live in the Beltway, you pretty much have to root for the Nationals. And then all those people also have season tickets to the Washington Redskins. And every time there's a call to change their name, and all the sanctimonious media people tell them, "We're not going to mention Redskin in any of our columns anymore." And then it dies down because all the people in Washington who are in cahoots with Dan Snyder and help fund him and go to the games and want good seats in boxes, then they back off and say, "Okay, we won't do it. All right, I'm a member of Congress. I don't like Redskins. But, hey, can you get me?" Now the Redskins may be good again.
A suite on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, give me a suite up there. Bring some all your finest meats and cheeses, as Kenny Mayne used to say.
Yes. Are you saying politics could actually be involved? So shocking.
In members of Congress deciding not to continue to investigate or force a football franchise to change its name because of cultural appropriation. Remember, they're the only team that hasn't been forced to change their name.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
And not that I want to. I don't care about that. They can do whatever they want. And if they change their name, I won't care.
I don't care either. I really don't. I mean, it's just so... I don't think they should... Honestly, I don't think they should be called the Redskins. That's how I feel. I think that name should be changed. But you're right. There has to be something that we don't know, some kind of... That's what I meant by it doesn't make any sense. There hasn't been an adjustment on that, a dramatic change. It's unfortunate. But
now, Linda, one last question, of course. And you're a hockey goaltender. You've been on the ice now. Are you on the ice in L.A. skating, or are you do you do the rollerblades down on the beach thing? Because that's big in California. Everybody has blades.
Yes, it is. Last time I was on the ice out here was about a year ago, which was fun. I was with my goalie pads and everything. I was a young... the Ducks had a girls' hockey program, so I was out there. I spoke to them for a little bit, and I actually played a period of their three-period hockey game, and that was a lot of fun. They were really good. You know, they're all like young, you know, preteens and teenagers. That was the last time I was on the ice. Listen, I don't want to push it. I'm losing my eyesight, Tony. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I gotta leave the game strong. I don't want to be one of those people, you know?
You don't want to hang around too long.
Get her off the ice. Yeah. Like, drag her off. You know, I get hit by the puck.
Are you stand up or do you stack the pads? I mean, do you do the butterfly or are you just a stand up?
I am total old school, not stand up. I'm like kick saving a beauty, stack the pads.
I can hear Marv Albert with the big whistle, Bill Chadwick in Madison Square Garden.
So
flopping
great.
Around like Bernie Perrant, Billy Smith, those old school guys.
So you don't stack the pads and go
Bernie
down and stack them?
Yeah. As you know, Bernie was a stand-up guy. He was a stand-up, Bernie. So, but I'm more like, you know, Eddie Jochiman from my day, back in the day, and, you know, Dominic Hasek, you know, just throw something at anything to try to stop the puck.
You bang the stick on both the goalposts.
He was
when you
the butterfly. What?
Oh, yeah, the butterfly was phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, huge. Well, Patrick Waugh, the all-time great. He was in the butterfly king. What I do, I use my stick to hit players behind their pads.
You got
to
do that. You got
to
do it.
You know, you have to clear your own crease.
Right.
I know, Tony, you're all about clearing your crease.
You got to get the stick and you got to force them out. You know, you can't let them. That's it, your house. And you know what we say on this show?
You come into our house, you should get your behind kick.
You get your behind kick when you come into that crease area, which is becoming bigger and bigger all the time.
You like to cross check, Tony.
Well, every once in a while. Just a nice little one, though. Not too hard. We don't want to hurt
anybody. Just to let them know you're there, right, Tone?
Exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, yet another unbelievable hockey segment. You notice our hockey segments on the show are probably our best
segments.
They're
the best segments, yeah.
Not that the other segments aren't good. But whenever we talk hockey, we get it to the levels that you don't get on the NHL Network.
Right.
You're not getting on the Yes Network, the No Network, SNY. You're not getting it in L.A. on Spectrum. You're not getting it anywhere in the country.
TSN,
maybe. Maybe close up at the TSN.
Well, you know, Linda, what's a total outrage is that we bought new skates, and the last 2-3 years, there's not been enough. It hasn't frozen enough for us to go out anywhere.
And this is after I was a goaltender at the Flyers Wives Fight for Lives Carnival, and I got in the net.
Were you banging the pipes like Ron Hextall?
Absolutely. I was doing everything. I was solid. I was solid
love
in the net.
Love Ron Hextall. All-time greatest in my book for Flyers goaltending. You were solid, right?
Video. There's video of me making unbelievable kick saves. I was flopping. I was
Ten
falling
bellers.
Off. Ten bellers. It was incredible. I mean, the glove.
And who exactly was shooting at you at the time when
like
you were making
six,
these
7-year-old kids? You know, I mean, these kids can bring it. These kids, I had to be ready at all times. No five holes. And they all try to go for the five hole. They thought I was a dumb guy just because I'm older. You're not going to fool me with a five hole blast. Come on.
No, not you. Not the second coming of Bernie Perron. No way. No how.
All right, Linda,
he made little 6-year-olds cry, Linda.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I would stop the puck and I'd say, "How about that, kid?" And I'd throw the puck back at him. I want these kids to be tough. I don't want them to be soft. You got to be hard. You got to be solid to play hockey.
Tough love.
That's real
tough
sport.
Love, exactly, yeah. Harry. Tough
that's
love.
Right.
Who's better than that than Tony?
Exactly.
That's what he gives you. That's what he gives you and Robin, right?
Oh, exactly love. Right.
I'll let Robin answer that.
Linda Cohn, everybody. Once again.
This is great. You guys are tremendous. Tony, you're the king, man. You're awesome. Thank you for making
Linda.
Me laugh.
I love you more than you could ever possibly know.
Oh, right back at you.
There you go,
good
ladies.
Story.
It's a love thing. See? See what happens?
I believe in Gary.
I believe in Gary hashtag. Not I got it at Gary's. That's a different thing. I think there was a discount house or something.
Yeah.
She is awesome. Love her.
You notice the love. You notice the love from all of my coworkers, Ari.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any enemies out there?
I don't think so.
Just the people
found
on Twitter. They're
right,
my only enemy.
Right. Yeah, and the Twitch.
And they're the enemy
and
of the people.
Twitch.
No, Twitch. They love me on Twitch. It's just Twitter. They're the enemy of the people. Meanwhile, we're coming back. 21. What's the phone number? 215-462 Tony. 215-462-8669. We're coming right back, and the Strapper line too.